Well, howdy, 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 folks. Guess what? This is the second episode in one day. I am going crazy. I have done video editing all day long and have finally got this blog article all but done and figured instead of getting carpal tunnel and you getting carpal eyeball, I would go ahead and finish this up with another audio about what I've learned so far with the kettle corn business. Now, a couple things. You know that I was trying to figure out which kettle corn kernel to use, and obviously you use the mushroom kernels, but there's three main ones there that are affordable. There's some that are, they say, oh, we're way better, and that's why we're six times as much, but I would not suggest those. Haven't tried them, but I don't see the point. So I tried the Carnival one and Carnival King, and it did very well. Then I tried the Monster Mushroom and was not impressed at all. So Monster Mushroom is a gold medal product, and from what I understand, it is mixed with some regular kernels, like 15% of it is regular kernels. And so you end up with all these ones that look like normal popcorn, which isn't as appealing, doesn't coat as well, breaks apart, blah, blah, blah. So I am not going to mess with it, I don't think. Now, it could be that my temperature is not exactly right. And so on the first day vending, I jacked up the temperature. And I still ended up with a lot of kernels. And even leaving it in the pot, the kettle, a little longer, I risked more scorched pieces because of the fact that I had the burners up at a higher BTU. I went up to like 13 pounds instead of the pressure from the regulator. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, I explain all this over on the blog, and you can find every bit of this. I'm going to give you two links. If you want to skip to the chase, where this actual podcast episode will be, is learnhotdogs.com/kettle2. Now, if you want to start from the beginning, which is only one page before, two pages before, because I got a part one, part two deal, you can find out how I got started and why I got started and why I picked the ingredients I did and everything I had learned up to that point by going over to learnkettlecorn.com, which is also at the Learn Hot Dogs blog, but I figured it sounded way better to say learnkettlecorn.com. So we now have learnkettlecorn.com as a domain, which will take you directly to that first page in the article sequence so that you can get your learn on the best you can. The next thing that I learned is that the recipes, mainly the recipe that I got from Greg Sweet's website is, or his YouTube videos, is usually a 1:2 to about a 1. So 1 cup of oil or 1 part oil, 2 parts kernel, 1 part sugar or flavoring. Right, your flavored mix. Most of your mixes are already have sugar. Okay, so I tested several ways with this and increased the sugar, and I got a better response when I went live with this. When I actually was serving the kettle corn, I got a better response with the ones where I put a 1:2 ratio, which is 1 part oil, 2 parts kernels, and 2 parts equal part of sugar and flavoring. That ended up with a nice coating, a better tasting, better everything kettle corn. And I think why some people don't, if you've ever had kettle corn that you didn't, weren't really impressed with or was kind of bland, it's because they were scrimping on the sugar. Some scrimp on the sugar to so that they can save money is the bottom line. They have less food cost per serving, whether that be a bag or by the cup, however they break that down. So as I was learning this, as I learned as well that like my caramel corn, if you noticed, I used Great Western and on the first batch. Then when I went live a day later at an actual gig, I was using the other one, and I'll pull that up real quick and tell you what that was. Let me see here. That was the glaze pop I showed in the video when I received my supplies 2 days prior, which was a 50-pound box of caramel glaze popcorn coating, which is a gold medal product, and I'm finding that a lot of the gold medal products are good. But everybody says to use magic mushroom, or at least some of the pros do. And then some of the pros said, oh, you can use monster mushroom. It's just as good. Well, I haven't tried magic mushroom yet, but I will be doing that very soon. But I do know that the Carnival King outperformed the monster mushroom period anyway. So if I was going to do anything at this point and didn't have any choices but between those two, I would go with Carnival King because its giant mushroom corn kernels popped very well, but I had only bought a small box of that, 5-pound box. So that's where we are at this point. There's a few other things I learned, and I want to pull them up just to make sure I cover all this for you. I learned about the bags. I learned about the stickers. I learned about things like that, the best way to present it. I learned that I need to have a table and signs and banners. I also learned to always check. Now, I did this first event kind of spur of the moment. I was asked to do it, and I didn't have a pop-up canopy signage or anything. We still did pretty well. Bottom line is I got paid pretty decent to practice and trial and error with my kettle corn machine, and that's it. I hope you will join me for the rest of these learning curves and trials and errors, and the hopes that it will prevent you from making some of the same mistakes and help you get started quicker, faster, better, more good or better, and have more profit. I thank you for listening, and if you have any questions, just hit me up, and I'll be happy to help you any way I can. Thanks, and have a wonderful evening.